Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, providing independent commodity and financial analysis to clients throughout the United States. Risk Management Commodities Incorporated has offices located in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 9:49, and this is the opening commodity market report on AM 580. And for Dave Dickey, I'm Tom Rogers. And we have opening prices here from the boards of trade in Chicago and outside the area. Although Kansas City, we don't have opening prices as of yet. They have just begun trading on the board in Kansas City. These prices do not reflect overnight trade, which we had in our pre-opening commodity market report. Let's start in Chicago on the Board of Trade with the December wheat contract, which opened up 3.5 cents this morning at 7.77 a bushel. The March opened at 7.97 up 1, May wheat 7.85 up 2, July opened up a half penny at 6.88. The September contract ended started down 1. The opening price today 6.92 a bushel. In the corn pit, December nearby corn had an opening price of 3.80 a bushel. That was down a penny and a quarter from yesterday's settlement. March corn, 3.97, down 1.25. May, 4.06 and a quarter, down 2.5. July, 4.15 and a half, down 1.25. September corn opened at 4.18, down a penny and a half. December corn of next year, 4.23 and a quarter, up 3/4. March of 09 corn opened up at 4.28 and 3/4, down a penny and 3/4. May at 4.33, down a half. In the beans, January had open today of 10.79 a bushel, down 8. March, 10.95, down 8.5. The May beans down starting off up a penny, rather, at $11 even. July beans, 11.03, down 10. November of 08 beans, 10.22, down 5.5. And January of 09 at 10.26 on the open, down 4. December bean meal opened at 2.88, down 2. And January opened at 291.20, down at 150. December bean oil opened at 45.70, down 2. And the January contract down 7 on the open at 46.15. On the Mercantile Exchange, December live cattle opened this morning at 96.10, down 7.5. February, 98.30, up 2.5. April also up 2.5, up 100 weight on the open at 98.55. June live cattle opened unchanged at 94.25. January feeder cattle at 109.85 on the open, up 27.5. March at 110.55, up 25. April unchanged on the open at 111.35. Lean hogs for December opened at 54.35, down 47.5. The February contract 62.25, down 75. April lean hogs 66.10, down 10. May at 73.25 on the open, down 40. The February pork belly contract opened at 92 even, down 40. The March also opening at 92, but it was up 275.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
We'll take a look again at what the current tick is, but we'll give you a little idea of what's going on right now in the wheat pit. The contract's running up in the area of 2 to 5 cents in Kansas City. In Chicago, the wheat's up between 11 and 12 cents a bushel in the nearby contracts. Corn is down about 2 to 2.5 cents. The beans are also down in the 2 to 3 cent range. And we check in now with Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services of Oakland, Illinois, for his take on what's going on in the market today. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Tom.
And we've got a pre-holiday trade today. What do you see in terms of volume and what that might be as far as how the market's moved today?
Of course, the focus in the Chicago Board of Trade markets, of course, is in the wheat market, as India is supposedly tendering for wheat. Some private analysts have indicated the reason we're as high as we are is, of course, the buying binge that India went on with very large inventories in their country and a good wheat crop coming on. It's building a wheat reserve for their country. They had to pay a very high price for it and also ran the wheat prices in the world higher. In the other outside news in the wheat market, the weather conditions seem to be good in almost all the growing areas of the world. There is some chances of rain next week in the winter wheat growing areas of the West. The crop ratings will probably be off a little bit this coming week, but there are chances. Growing conditions in other parts of the world seem to be good to excellent. Of course, the other area of the world trade that people are watching with a great deal of interest, of course, is the dollar. Crude oil. My opinion is that crude oil is basically creating the charge lower in the dollar, and right now the crude oil is trading up 30 cents, but it is having a tremendous impact on corn and soybean prices as well as other commodities in the trading areas as well as the stock market.
So as far as trade today, you know, where do we go from here, I guess?
Yeah, good question. You know, it's a shortened trading day. The other major factor is that the soybean complex is basically looking at the Chinese demand, and we understand the market's basically fairly confident with the changes in the tax system of importing beans by the government and importing beans by the private companies. If the government ever sells those beans into the local economy or with to processors or end users, they have to pay a VAT tax on it of 13%. In the corn area, we do continue to get phone calls from people about selling corn. It's historically, it's a good time frame from Thanksgiving to Christmas to sell crops into the marketplace to raise money. We continue to get those kind of phone calls almost on a daily basis. But the big factor here in the corn market is that there's generally a feeling that we are going to have adequate acreage next year in corn. Corn is related to ethanol. We are getting comments, though, from particularly people in Iowa. They're surprised that the Iowa people that are running for president aren't talking about the farm bill, ethanol, and the subprime issues a little more, because definitely that's what's affecting the U.S. economy and the farming community out there in a great way.
So how about those farmers who are holding on to crops? So what should they be thinking today?
Well, you know, the big thing here is that we are seeing some very good price levels, and our general impression is that it is a good time to move inventory into the marketplace. The other general feeling is that we're getting feelings that we do need to be watching the world as well, and our impression is that the farmer in Brazil is expanding soybean production. We understand they are buying new machinery to ship into South America because of the cheap dollar. Their exchange ratio and the profitability of raising soybeans and corn and wheat is very noted, and we think that with that, we will not only see bigger bean acreage this year, but years to come, because it's just profitable to raise, expand acreage. They have a lot of it, and to answer your main question here is that we do think that the prices will definitely follow crude oil, and as far as a major sell-off here today, I don't think we're looking at that. Historically, Thanksgiving's been quite kind to the corn and soybean market in Chicago.
All right. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services. Let's take a look back at the market as they're happening right now. The December nearby wheat contract in Kansas City is now up 11 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Off the open at 8.12 a bushel, July at 7.17 and a half, up 6 3/4. In Chicago, December wheat is at 7.90, up 16 and a half. March at 8.12 and a quarter, now 8.14 a bushel, up 18 cents. July is up 2 1/2 at 6.90. D's corn right now is down 2 1/4 cents at 3.79. March at 3.95 and a half, down 2 3/4. The May corn 4.06, down 2 3/4. December corn down 1 at 4.23 and a half. January soybeans are at 10.83 a bushel now, down 4 cents. The March also down 4 at 10.99 and a half. May beans are at 11.05 and a half, down 3 1/2 cents. November of next year, 10.24, down 3 and a half. In the products, December bean meal is at 288.70, down 130. December bean oil is at 45.75, up 3. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for December are at 96.15, down 2 and a half. The January feeder cattle contract is up 30 at 109.87 and a half. December lean hogs are at 54.80, down 2 and a half. Pork bellies for February up 10 at the moment at 92.50. As Paul Cooley mentioned, the contract for February crude oil in New York is up about 31 cents a barrel at 97.20. The CRB index is at 351.20, down 137. The U.S. dollar index at 75.15, up 3. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average in Wall Street, the current level, 12,881, that's down 129. The NASDAQ is off 45 points at 25.51. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central. We have snow advisories in effect or will be taking effect soon for northwest Illinois, including the Quad Cities, from noon today to midnight tonight. For north central and northeast Indiana, including the Chicago area, from 5 this evening until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And a lake effect snow advisory will be taking shape for Lake and Porter counties tomorrow morning through evening, and then tomorrow morning through Friday morning for LaPorte and St. Joseph counties in northwest Indiana. Look for a getting colder day today, mostly cloudy and mild, with showers and thunderstorms arriving, but later on turning colder in northern Indiana and central Illinois, and periods of rain throughout the day. Highs ranging from 38 in northwest Illinois to 68 in the south. It's 46 degrees in Champaign-Urbana at 10 o'clock. David Inch hosts Focus 580. Good morning, David.